everyone. Welcome back to Heather Reads Between the Lines. A lot's been going on, so let's go ahead and get right into our little intermission. I hope you all really enjoyed our second book, She Dreamed of a Cowboy by Joanna Sims. I liked it a lot. So for me, this was the really true catalyst to actually getting this podcast off the ground. I had spent a long, long time just looking over and thinking about Crown Princess Bought Bride, and I finally kind of got my stuff together, as they might say, and finished that, and then going into the bookstore, I didn't really know what I was looking for the second book, and then I found the book with the girl with the horse on it, and I'm like, well, here we go. I actually did pick up a second book at that time, but I'll talk about that in a little bit. Listening back on the second episode, I'm wondering to myself if I was a little too hard on Skylar. I kind of felt that I might have been just a bit harsh about her attitude toward Montana, like, you know, when she discovered that nature exists and sometimes it bites, or that, you know, cows poop. and the whole fact that, you know, she's trying to do hard physical labor while, you know, being a cancer patient in recovery and who may or may not be totally out of the woods from that cancer. For the most part, I really did like Skylar's attitude apart from her little tantrums. She was very optimistic. I mean, you know, she's been staring down probably her own mortality for a few years now, you know, with early loss in her family and then her own cancer diagnosis. So I think she's got a really good, pleasant outlook about things. She might be one of my favorite heroines so far that I have read for this series. I am a couple of books ahead of things, but, you know, we'll get into that in a little bit. Like I said, the first four episodes were already in the can when I got this started, so I'm a little ahead of everyone. I do want to also talk about that realism rating for a little bit. I was trying to avoid mentioning COVID as much as I humanly possibly could. I really, really wanted to keep it out of the podcast, but She Dreamed of a Cowboy was not going to let me. I thought I could coast into this and go, okay, I don't have to mention the Great Sickness, the Year of the Terrible Great Sickness. Let us never speak of it again. But nope, it was a huge player in the book. I was a little frustrated about it because, you know, I'm already living this reality. I don't need it in my literature at the moment. I wanted escapist fantasy, you know? I wanted to have fun. I didn't want to be reminded of the fact that we are mortal and it's not going well right now. And I guess a couple of other things that really just kind of got on to me for the second book was mostly just the fact that, yeah, like I said, a lot of the book points really hit on beats of my own life, and just that's just really what happened. That horse fall especially. I was in the middle of reading the book and writing that podcast when I got flung off a horse pretty much. Basically what had happened was I am still a novice writer. I've only been writing since September. I'm basically pursuing my long, lifelong dream of trying to learn how to ride horses. And the horse I usually rode was not well that day, so my trainer and I decided to put me on a 10-year-old thoroughbred Beach, who was also a lesson horse. But he was a little bit more spunky, I guess you could say, and unfortunately, right about as I was figuring out, hey, there's something going on in his foot, he is leaning towards the rail in the arena that we were riding in, my stirrup had hit the rail, spooked the horse, and he basically bolted for the trainer, because she is a point of safety for him. And at the meantime, I think something in his little horsey brain went, there's something on my back, and flung me right off into the dirt. Thankfully, I was wearing my helmet at the time. But if you've never fallen off a horse, there's going to be a period of time right after you've hit the ground where you think to yourself, I can't move. That was quite a bit of a moment for me. But everything was fine. I even got myself checked out after the fall, and nothing was broken. I just had some gnarly bruises and some, you know, painful breathing for a couple weeks. But yeah, no, wear your helmets, seriously. If you want to ride horses, then follow the hearts and dreams of all those romantic heroines. Wear helmets. They didn't. I feel like a lot of Western riders don't wear helmets. Please wear helmets. It's important. It protects the most important part of your body, because without your head or your brain, you can't have a body. So, anyway, I digress. And one more little thing on the realism rating. I am officially fully vaccinated. That is very exciting. I can now do fun things like hug my loved ones when they come up and visit and lick doorknobs. It's very exciting. I cannot wait to get back into society. Maybe. I don't know. I'll still be wearing masks though. But yeah, so far also something I've been really surprised by is that there's not as much erotic sex in the Harlequin books. I mentioned that, there's a little bit of a tee-hee, it's so sensual aspect to the Harlequin books, but so far it's been kind of chaste from what I'm recognizing. I don't know if it's because I'm currently living in an era of internet writers will write anything ridiculous, or if my only interpretation of Harlequin was, that leftover feeling from those high school days when we were passing around the romance books and go, "Oh my goodness, he said words that were naughty," silly stuff like that. But yeah, if Crown Prince's Bought Bride was a bit of a surprise for me, She Dreamed of a Cowboy was an absolute true reevaluation of what I was expecting from the Harlequin books, because like I said in the review, it's very tender and not so much descriptive as it implies emotions. So it was kind of a surprise. There were some amusing imageries, if y'all remember the midnight snack bit. That was very funny, but other than that, it's been really chill, I guess you could say, for something that's supposed to be so sensual. Also, I do want to also get into the official trope introduction. So, reading a few of these now, I have come to the conclusion that there are themes that keep popping up in these books. And so, I'm going to go ahead and keep a tally on our official tropes. And the first one I'm going to introduce is dead women. Yeah, I know, that's such a fun start to an official trope, isn't it? Basically, so far what I've noticed, and I'll get into this more as the podcast goes on, a lot of times the main hero has a dead woman in his past somewhere. So for Prince Remy from the first book, he had a fiance who died. And then we have Hunter, who's had a best friend, may have well have been his sister, who died. And now we have our heroine who comes in to kind of heal the trauma and the pain from that grief. And it's interesting. I actually talked to some friends about this, and we were discussing what this was, implying for a lot of these stories. And a friend of mine came up with a really great idea that it implies the man is safe. So in someone like Remy's situation, he had a fiance. She was much loved by him. She was loved by his people. And in a way that, because we knew she was there, we knew Remy was a safe partner to have. And a similar feeling with Hunter. He was safe because his best friend was comfortable having this girl as his girlfriend, and Hunter did not have a romantic relationship with her, but we already see that he has got a very kind side to him that's very gentle and protective in a way. So it'll be interesting to see how this trope kind of continues on. I can't wait to see what more versions of this that we will find. And then I guess one more other thing. I keep going on about this. I really did enjoy reading She Dreamed of a Cowboy. It was great. I did kind of go off onto a tangent of show, don't tell. So more background about myself. My literature degree is, in fact, it has an emphasis on creative writing. I went to college originally with the intention to be an English teacher, but also to become a writer. I legitimately had ideas of grandeur, trying to become a writer, And I'm not going to say that I got disillusioned, but the realm of publishing in general is kind of terrifying. I still haven't quite given up that ghost, though. I still have a lot of writing that I've done. I do write quite a bit. It's just none of it's ever been published. One of these days, I may finally bite the bullet and actually post something in the Amazon Kindle section for like a buck. But yeah, I have a writing degree pretty much. And the show Don't Tell tirade pretty much came from this class I took in college called Narration and Description. I cannot for the life of me remember the professor's name, probably because I didn't like him very much. The guy loved Hemingway way too much, and it showed. I did struggle a lot in that class, but Narration and Description is basically show, don't tell. And some writers can get it, some writers don't. But honestly, I think when you read something, it really depends on what you want to read. If the author has one way of saying something versus another author with a different way of saying it, there's going to be somebody who enjoys it. The wide variety of literature that's out there is proof of that. So if I say something about the way something is written, that's my own interpretation. And it comes from that background of having these writing courses. The other thing that I really did enjoy in college was my Shakespeare theory. I love Shakespeare. Now I have already been making the joke that's like, you know what? If I have to rationalize my literature and English and writing degree by referencing Shakespeare theory to erotic romance, then so be it. So I've been having a lot of fun. It's like, yeah, why not? Why not apply some more what we might call highbrow art to the world of erotic literature. And I think there's a I think it's a lot of fun. So it'll be really exciting to, see how this goes. One final note on the episode. I really hope you guys enjoyed the cat. It was not until I had listened to the episode that I heard in basically the last third of the podcast of my poor cat Hermes just telling me that he was very hungry. He didn't care that it wasn't dinner time. He just wanted me to know that he was hungry and he wanted to be fed. I really hope you enjoyed him. I posted a picture on the website. So if you wanted to go take a look at the fluff ball who made all the noise, you are more than welcome to go for it. You may also hear some doggy noises in this episode here, because my dogs are just hanging out in the room with me right now. So, yeah, I hope you like the cat, and you'll probably hear him again. What am I currently reading right now? I am actually reading The Grace of Kings by Ken Liu. This is the very rare Asian-based fantasy novel. Fun fact, if you take a look at the cover photo for my podcast, you will notice that I am holding a book. That book is the Korean version of The Grace of Kings. The photo was taken in the Starfield Coex Library in Seoul, South Korea. That was on our anniversary trip, me and my husband. He wanted to take me to a very large library. And if you're in the book circles, if you're in the library circles, you've probably seen this photo. Starfield has got literally floor to ceiling shelves full of books, and it is a beautiful library, and it's got like just everywhere. You have to look it up. It's absolutely gorgeous. But the book that I was looking at in that picture is Grace of Kings. And so I wanted to read it and I wanted to like it. But the writing is extremely dense. Readers of Gregory Maguire might kind of feel a similar aesthetic, I guess you could say. His writing feels really detached. It's got that omnipresent narration happening, and it's really hard for me to like really get into the minds of the characters. What are their thoughts? What are their motivations? Like, yeah, I'm being told this, so don't tell, but I'm not really connecting with the characters. a lot of folks are saying that it's either a love it or hate it book. It's got a lot of accolades, and Ken Liu is a highly talented author. I really do want to look into more of his work. I don't want to kind of use this as like a bench point for his entire body of work. I don't want to do that. I was excited about it because it's, like I said, it was the very rare Asian-based fantasy novel. Because you all probably know that all of our fantasy is like European medieval fantasy based. And to see an Asian fantasy novel written by an Asian author is genuinely special, and I really do want to keep supporting books like this. So I really do want to read more of Ken Liu, but it's not, this one is really not for me. It will also be the very rare did not finish. We call that DNF in, I guess you could say, the reading fandom. So yeah, moral of the story of that one, it's okay to not finish a book. It's fine. Like, don't let anybody judge you for saying, oh, well, I finished it even though I didn't like it. No, just don't fall into the sunk cost fallacy. Just because you spent a lot of time starting it doesn't mean you have to finish it if you don't like it. Wouldn't you rather spend that time like reading something you actually want to read, like something you genuinely enjoy? Like that's the better deal for me. So yeah, if you don't want to finish a book, don't. There you go. So with that note, our next book is going to be Cold Case Colorado by Cassie Miles. She is a USA Today bestselling author, so I'm really excited to see where that one's going to go. I'll talk a little bit more about it in the episode, of course, and we're going to see how that goes. And yeah, that's it for today, everyone. Thank you so much. I hope you had a really fun time with me today. I guess I rambled a lot. These are really more casual. I don't have a script in front of me, and I'm just, just chit-chatting away. But yeah, I hope to see you again. If you like the show, please visit us at heatherreads.com. That's HEATHERREADS.com for more. There you can also find links to the music that I provided on the show today. Our music was performed by the Harpies. If you have any questions or if you just want to say hi, you can email us at podcast@heatherreads.com. And remember, it doesn't matter what you read, only that it's what you love.